We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey check-in with Disturbed, David, Dan. Thank you, A, for coming on here and giving me a few minutes of your time.
Absolutely.
I just heard the new tune. Hey, you. You guys came out of the gate with banger. I mean, an absolute banger. Like within the first 30 seconds, I was like, here we go. People are going to love this. Are you kidding me? I mean, you guys came out swinging.
Thank you.
A really good tune. Very, very happy. As a fan, I'm very, very happy. I know they're going to be happy. So I could see it as the opening song of your tour or whatever when you guys begin all that. And killer, just killer.
That may be a very strong suggestion. I think that's not a terrible idea when the time comes. It's going to be a daunting song to start the set off.
Oh my god, yeah. I mean, it's swinging right out of the gate.
Thank you.
It's got quite a strong message.
Well, we live in rather turbulent times, don't we?
Yeah, everybody's pissed off right now. I don't care who you are. This country's in a bad mood, man.
I think it's reflected in a lot of our colleagues' bodies of work and our body of work currently. We had 2 years of going down the rabbit hole of being, you know, cooped up and pent up, and we're pissed off, and it's time.
Yeah, I was talking to Dave Mustaine way before COVID, and he said, you know, rock's going to come back because rock always comes strong through really turbulent, difficult times. And in the last, 6 months to a year of coming out of Rona and all the music, like you said, all your colleagues' music coming out too, it's like, it's a very strong time for our genre, because we come out the best, right? Come swinging the hardest.
Passionate timing inspires passionate art.
Yeah, and unafraid of the truth, whatever our truth is.
Yeah, that's that wonderful, fantastic pill that nobody seems to want to swallow, do they?
No, it's because it's really big, dude. it's big. And it chokes you, right, Dan? I mean, come on.
Right.
It's insane. Dan, you have a birthday coming up.
I do.
Happy birthday. I'm not going to be able to. You're a Leo.
Yeah.
You believe in that?
Nah, I don't know. I have some astrology stuff in my arm, and I have my Leo tattoo, but I'm not a big astrology guy, but whatever it is.
Because David, you're Pisces, right? Are you into that?
I tend to like the water, as the water sign indicates. But I've had my love-hate relationship with the water, so who knows? I don't know. I never tend to lend too much to it, but I find it entertaining.
It's entertaining. I'm an Aquarius. Mm-hmm. I get along with everybody except for Taurus. Thank God you guys aren't Tauruses. who is inspiring your music today outside of politics and COVID and all the anger and craziness of the last couple of years? Musically, we know who inspires us when we're younger and we're beginning. But now you guys are seasoned veterans. You know, obviously you inspire. Who inspires you now?
Yeah, our colleagues have been putting out some amazing work of late. Yeah, I love the last Papa Roach record. I like the new Shinedown record. I love the last Volbeat record. I like a lot of the young ladies in rock who have really started to be a very dominant force, the girls in Plush, the girls in The Warning. The last Korn record was fantastic. The most recent Five Finger record was fantastic. There have been a lot of people who were very honored to be able to call our friends that have been putting out some really inspiring pieces of work. But truth be told, I mean, the ones who inspire us most musically are one another. We're very blessed to have one of those rare musical unions that you very rarely find in existence at all. And it's just very nice that when we know that when we do finally get back to the table together and we finally do get back in front of each other, that it is very effortless and very enjoyable each and every time.
Dan, do you find it, as you guys have gone, you know, you've been together a long time, that is true because of understanding each other as people, because of such a long-term relationship?
You know, it just becomes like a therapy session for us. We're able to, you know, the bond, especially between David and I, it's for me to, you know, just express myself musically and emotionally, and for him to wrap melody around that and just complement what we're both doing. It's just a special bond. There's like David mentioned, you know, we feel that we're just that songwriting team, that we're able to express ourselves and, you know, put our heart on our sleeve and talk about real things that have affected us in our lives. And it's, you know, I think if you're honest and you put it out there, you realize how many people can connect to those same types of subject matter.
Especially, again, today, now everything is so deep and heavy and thick, more so than ever. And we're so, you know, like I said, angry and or upset or passionate about whatever it is. Do you find, have you ever had any get off my lawn moments lately? Oh, I have. Oh, yeah. I did. I recently said something about these kids these days, and then I stopped myself. I was like, whoa, don't do that. Have you found yourself in any of that? Like looking back at that going.
Every day with my kids. Every day. We're like, how do you like this? Why do you do that? Are you into this? And like, back in my day, we didn't used to blah, blah, blah. Hey, oh, every single day.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. I've become the bitter old man I didn't ever expect to be.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dan.
I got a couple of years on David, too, so I think I've been crabbier a little bit more than he has. But I have those moments of going into a grocery store. You know, I'm old school of holding the door for people, and then when somebody doesn't say thank you, I'm like, what the fuck? You know, it's not my job to hold the door. I'm trying to be polite, and you can't acknowledge that. I get crabby like that.
That's great. During COVID, we had to learn. I mean, I know my life changed heavily. And I had to kind of rethink where I'm at and what I do and what I can do. Did you learn anything about yourself during the pandemic, like a new skill, you know, or, you know, something about yourself that you just didn't know until this kind of sat and forced you to sit in the middle of something like this Rona situation?
I learned to have greater appreciation for the teachers of America than I ever had before in my life. Yeah. And to know that I do not have the patience, nor do I have the discipline to be able to be a teacher in my own right to my kid. I'm very glad that there is such a thing as school, that it is back in session. Homeschooling was tough. It's one thing to be able to passively teach someone, and then it's another thing when it's your own child and you're so vested and there's so much a part of you. It's hard to separate the emotion from the raw figures, numbers, and words. It taxed everybody, I think. That was one way, but. You know, I think the pandemic and these past couple crazy years have taught me to appreciate our ability to somewhat at least get back to a quote unquote normal life. When everything that you're used to gets suddenly taken away from you, you don't have a say in the matter and you have no choice. It's quite the emotional bomb that gets set off. I'm sure it messed with a lot of people. I know it messed with me too.
Dan, did you pick up any new skills? You learn anything?
I think I've learned that everybody on social media is an expert at everything. Expert doctors and expert, they're the judge, jury, and executioner of everything in the world. Sometimes it's comical and sometimes it's frustrating. And unfortunately, even good friends, when you're at odds or a lot of opinions flying around out there, you just start to pick a few that you maybe don't like as much anymore of that. You got to put that to the side or try the best not to get too involved in that. But other than that, I discovered that how much I missed playing the stage during this whole pandemic break. It was lonely being home and having this taken away from us for a couple of years. Like that was, to be like many people, obviously the whole planet, just to be thrusted into this pandemic, into this world of having your life basically stripped away from you for a bit. And I wasn't ready for that. As we all thought it was going to be a 2-week flatten the curve thing, and it turns into a couple of years. It was, for me personally, it was hard to be away from everybody because me and the rest of the band guys, we all live in different states. So it took a while before we even seen each other again. These guys are family to me. It's hard to be away from everybody that you're used to being surrounded by all the time. But we're getting it back. So we're slowly,
thank God.
Returning. The machine is running again. And
back on the road. I know you guys are going to be in incarceration in Ohio in a couple of weeks. That's cool, man. That's the Shawshank Redemption prison.
We're all about it. We like
it. Really?
That's the prison they shot the movie in that you guys are going to be playing in front of.
I had no idea.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude, that thing's going to be smoking hot. Like the backdrop of that festival is that prison. How cool is that? I really want to go. So I see that you guys are back on the road. Obviously, this new tune, Hey You, is just phenomenal. The digital age has made you think about how to put out music differently, David. Is that correct?
Oh, God. There's so many things. Yeah. The digital age, people's quickness to consume, their speed of consumption, the rate of consumption, the rate of burn, people get bored with things quickly too. People's attention span shrinking more and more. But beyond that, like Danny said, we were just starving to get back to what we do. And we were very eager to put this group of material, which we feel so very, very good about. Hey You is the tip of the iceberg in this whole situation. It's definitely a very loud and proud introduction to the record, but there's a lot more to come that I think people are going to be really blown away by.
That's wonderful. We're looking forward to it, David. Dan, if Hey You is any indication of anything coming from you guys, this is going to be quite the treat and a wonderful journey to hop on. So thank you guys so much for coming in for the check-in. Can't wait to see you on the road. Can't wait to hear everything that follows Hey You, but really I can't wait for the whole the fans and the rock community to hear what you guys got coming with this Hey You record. It's
you and us both.
out of control. It's wonderful. Thank you guys so much. Look forward to seeing you. Have a good one.
Thank you. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.